Jim, first of all, I want to congratulate you as the new president for ASFMRA. We are in Reno, kind of coming towards the end of the convention this year. Tell me just first of all, for some folks who may not know you, a little bit about yourself and your company, what you do.
Well, I'm a Northern California boy. Families have lived here for a number of generations. Went as an undergraduate to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and then later got a master's degree from Purdue. And my wife and son and I have a small farm and ranch management appraisal firm in Northern California.
Wonderful. Well, this convention, as I understand it, has seen record attendance. Sounds like you've had a wonderful year for membership growth. How would you describe the state of the state for ASFMRA right now?
Well, ASFMRA is probably looks as good as it's looked in a long, long time. You know, the organization started in the 1920s, and it was a product of the tough times of that. And then the membership waxes and wanes a little bit based on the economy. Bad economy sometimes it actually causes the membership organization to grow. Sometimes the really strong economy causes it to grow. If it stays pretty steady, it slows down. In fact, one of the interesting things is people that do this often have long-term careers. I've done it for 40-plus years, and a lot of my peers have. And we have a tendency to be, there's some waves in this, and there's a wave of baby boomers working through the system right now, and we're working to replace ourselves. And so we're still being active, but our replacements are beginning to be active in the organization. So the membership is going up quite a bit, and it's exciting to have the young people and the new technology and all these things. And it's that was one of the things we focused at in the meeting here, that the new computers and technological things and GPS is really revolutionizing agriculture.
What was it that drew you to becoming actively involved, and especially at a leadership level like this?
Well, when I got out of graduate school, I had the good fortune to go to work for a gentleman named Wayne Aiken. And Wayne was the president of this group in 1954. And he inspired me to get involved, which I did. And I've been active as fairly young in the process. I think I was the youngest person at one point to have earned an ARA and an AFM. And as I've gotten a little more mature, was asked to work in leadership, and I felt the privilege to try to be part of that.
Wonderful. Well, in that position, and I think we don't see it enough today, but you're essentially a role model, hopefully, for some of the young people coming into this business, this career, and so. We hope, like you said, that we will see some growth in that, we'll call it the younger age demographic, because it's important right now.
Yes, we need to replace ourselves, and this is a reasonably well-paying job, and you get the opportunity to live out in the country and raise a family in a more rural atmosphere and yet have a pretty well-paying job in that situation. So it's attractive, and very few people know this profession exists.
Looking ahead now for the year coming up here, what are some of your goals, things you kind of hope to accomplish by the time you get to next year?
We want to try to maybe concentrate just on a few things and try to do them very well. One is to really revamp our education, make sure that it is top of the line, that it's well organized. One of the advantages of our organization is that our education is prepared and taught by working professionals. You really get practical information. The downside of that is, though, people are scattered all over the United States, and we're busy doing other things. And so we want to do some standardization where we really develop systems for creating the education, properly vetting it, making sure it's all accurate, the handouts are just so, and that sort of thing. The other side of it is with the computer technology and websites and cloud-based, computer storage and stuff like that. I understand from the younger guys that there's good ways that we can actually do a lot of this work as a group online in the cloud, change our courses, vet our courses, distribute our courses, and all that sort of thing that way. So we're going to put some real effort into trying to get that really, really well. And then the second part of that, which is a little bit of the same thing, is get our databases and our association management so that we can provide exemplary member service out of the headquarters, the Denver office.
Great. Well, before we close here, how about some words for those who might be considering a career in this business, and what you would say to them as far as what they need to do, what they need to think, how they need to prepare themselves to do that?
Well, it's been really good to me. I wanted the opportunity to raise my family in a rural environment, to be close to them, to have them be near nature and see how the world kind of exists on a more of a farm life. But I wanted to also provide for them financially, and this kind of gave me a combination of that. There were about three of us having breakfast this morning, somebody from the down in Texas, another AFM from up in Minnesota, myself. We represented kind of a diverse part of the United States. One of the interesting things was that we each said, you know, to a degree, we all had our own smaller personal farming operation where we lived, and we kind of smiled about, you know, doing this other work, farm management appraisals, all these other things we did to help support our farm lifestyle. And yet we thought it was great to raise our children, and in my case now, and actually two of these other fellows that were, all of us were there, it's not only our children, but our grandchildren. So we had a great conversation about that, and I think that's something that sometimes you sacrifice when you're living in a more urban environment.
I couldn't agree more, and I want to again thank you, congratulate you very much, Jim, as the new president for ASFMRA. We've been visiting here at the Agronomics Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.